Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, February the 22nd, 2010. It's the birthday of George Washington, first president of the United States, born Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1732, whose favorite foods were mashed sweet potatoes with coconut, string beans with mushrooms, cream of peanut soup, salt cod, and pineapples. According to John Adams, Washington lost all but one of his teeth by cracking Brazilian nuts between them and got dentures made out of a hippopotamus tusk, which would fit over his one remaining real tooth, but the dentures were always rubbing against that tooth and he was constantly in pain, which he used opium to alleviate. He snored loudly in his sleep, and instead of wearing a powdered wig, as others did, he put powder on his own hair. He was not good at spelling. He had a slight speech impediment, and so his inaugural address was very, very short, 133 words, took about 90 seconds to deliver. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Ishmael Reed, born in Chattanooga, 1938, one of the prominent African-American writers of the second half of the 20th century, author of many novels, including Mumbo Jumbo, The Freelance Pallbearers, Yellowback Radio Broke Down, who writes about American history and race in a satirical way, his fiction known for its rich spectrum of language, different dialects and jargon and lines from popular songs and rhyme. Taught at Berkeley for 35 years, just retired, lives in Oakland. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Richard North Patterson, born in Berkeley in 1947, who last year published two novels, Eclipse and then The Spire. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "My candle burns at both ends, it will not last the night, but ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light." Edna St. Vincent Millay, born Rockland, Maine, 1892, lived the bohemian life in Greenwich Village and wrote, "Safe upon the solid rock the ugly houses stand. Come and see my shining palace built upon the sand." It's the birthday of Ted Kennedy, born in Boston, 1932, whose memoir, True Compass, appeared in bookstores just a few weeks after his death last summer. Here's a poem for today by Robert Dana, entitled Beach Attitudes. Blessed is the beach, survivor of tides, and blessed the litter of crown conchs and pen shells, the dead blue crab in all its electric raiment. Blessed the nunneries of skimmers, scuttering and rising, wheeling and falling and settling, ruffling their red and black and white habits. And blessed be the pacemakers and the peacemakers, the slow striders, the arthritic joggers, scarred and bent under their histories, for they're here at last by the sunlit sea. Blessed Peoria and Manhattan, Ottawa and Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Dresden, and blessed their children, and blessed the lovers, for they shall have one perfect day. Blessed be the dolphin out beyond the furthest buoy, slaughtering the bright leapers, for they shall have full bellies. Blessed, too, the cormorant and the osprey and the pelican, for they are the cherubim and seraphim and archangel. And blessed be the gull, open-throated, screeching, scolding me to my face, for he shall have his own place returned to him, and the glossy lip of the long wave shall have the last kiss. A poem by Robert Dana, Beach Attitudes, from The Other, published by Anhinga Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.